Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Glad to be here.
A specific thing that I want to discuss here, and I note this in your most recent newsletter, or one of them, the virtual newsletter that you just put out, and folks can find that at your various websites and social media, Tim Denson for Athens.com. The issue of Talisey Road, of course, West Athens, Talisey Road. Here we are, what, seven weeks into the new year, and already three fatal car crashes there, attracting so much attention and getting your attention. You want some things done, and you and Commissioner Houl working together on this. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, we've, obviously this situation is very odd. It's going to take us looking at it from all different directions. So I'm very appreciative of staff also realizing how this needs to really be tackled immediately. And so we're looking at putting together not just having increased police patrols there on the short term just to try to make sure people are driving safely, but actually working right now with the traffic engineering department to pull crash history going back years, try to analyze the road where those crashes are happening, what was the cause of those crashes, and going back for at least 5 years and kind of analyzing all of that, studying the contours of the road, and really just trying to come up with a safety, as they call it, where we can analyze that road, what's happening there, get recommendations back to us, which can be enforcement measures, but also signage, possibly putting, changing the contours of the road in places, anything that we might need to do that could actually try to make that road safer, bring these accidents, get rid of them, bring them back under control, because this is just out of control right now, and just trying to make sure that we're ensuring the safety of everybody who uses those roads and drives in from out of county, and of course, who lives here in the county.
Yeah, in at least one case, it was, in fact, a person from out of county, Jackson County, I believe, who was killed in one of these three fatal accidents on Talisey Road. Again, Athens Clark County Commissioner Tim Denson with us. Now, there's this phrase that people use, and it probably means different things to different people. You'll say, well, that's a dangerous road. That's an unsafe road. I don't know what people mean when they say that sometimes. What do you mean when you say that, when you talk about, or is this, or should it be considered a quote-unquote dangerous road?
There's, at different times, it really kind of matters who you talk to who's been living out there, but definitely over the years, we've seen an increase of accidents. And one of the contributing factors, I think, is a bit of it's a straightaway road that goes kind of out of the county. I mean, you can definitely, especially towards Bernie Harris Lyons Middle School at the county line, cars get going pretty fast. They're coming into town. And, so the speeds get increased. There's not much of a shoulder on the road. Then you have the usual obstacles of potentially deer and this car is entering the road. There's a lot of houses, there's subdivisions. It is a very unique road that you have the residential mixed in with sometimes kind of a bit of a business corridor coming in from Jackson County, people coming in for work. And there's a lot of different things that make this potentially a dangerous road, as it obviously has proven to be in these first few weeks. Those are the kind of things that we're going to be analyzing here.
One of the things that is in place now, I gather, things that are in place out near the school, Whitehead Road, you got some school zone cameras out there, and those are now, I understand, functioning. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah, they are now functioning, yes.
And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way those things work is that they're kind of those license plate catchers whenever people are speeding through the school zones. They have them in a few school zones now, and that's just there for around the Whitehead Elementary School. So if people are speeding greatly over the speed limit during a school zone time, it can capture the license plate and send a citation to the person who's speeding. The first time it will be a warning, but after that, citations will follow.
And is there anything along those lines planned for, again, back to Talisey, anything planned for Bernie Harris Lyons?
That could be a possibility. That's something that could come back from this roadway safety audit that we get. And, of course, we also have a private elementary school that's out there on that road, too. So there's definitely a lot of reasons that we need to kind of slow cars down and make sure they're driving safely. I mean, this is just, normally, after talking to the police chief, we normally have 15 fatal car crashes per year for the entire county. And we're having three right there within just the number of weeks. and seven already for the county as a whole in the first less than 2 months. So, I mean, we obviously have to take some, you know, some drastic steps here to curb those.
And again, Tim Denson, Athens Clark County Commissioner Tim Denson, let you go on this one. This is a corridor, Tallahassee Road, that's attracting commission attention. Anyway, funding for a multi-use trail out there from the school back to Mitchell Bridge Road. Tell me how things stand on that score.
Yeah, right now the multi-use trail is in the SPLOST 2020 that was approved recently. And that one is going to be one of the further out projects. They have a lot of projects, and there are a lot of fantastic ones. So it's going to be a number of years before we actually see that one in the ground, as we'd say. But there are other improvements that are already on the way. Part of the T-SPLOST we have is the bridge replacement on Tallahassee Road. Mm-hmm. I think anybody who drives that road is very aware of that extremely aging bridge. And construction, the replacement of that is actually going to be happening this year. We've actually just kind of gotten through all the preliminary work with CSX and getting utilities moved so we can actually start the construction. But that will be happening very recently here in the next few months.
That's Athens Clark County Commissioner Tim Denson. Again, if you don't subscribe, to use the word, if you're not familiar, check out his newsletter. It's online, timdensonforathens.com. He updates this and other issues of interest to not only District 5, but Athens Clark County in general. Tim Denson, best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.